For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Casey Murray. MU Healthcare has rescheduled vaccination appointments that were postponed when vaccine shipments were delayed last week over inclement weather. 4,000 doses of the Moderna vaccine arrived in Columbia yesterday, a week later than anticipated, according to reporting by the Columbia Missourian. Those appointments will now be held this Thursday and Saturday in Memorial Stadium. Once the postponed appointments have been filled, MU Health, Boone Hospital Center, and the Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services Department have collaborated on a survey that is now being used to help coordinate new vaccine appointments. Hy-Vee locations across the state have also begun receiving vaccine shipments, according to Governor Mike Parson. Appointments are required both at Hy-Vee locations and MU Health. The City of Columbia has launched an app to give citizens better access to government information, the Columbia Missourian reports. The app, MyComo, launched yesterday and is now available in Apple and Google App Stores. Users of MyComo will be able to receive notifications about things like trash pickup and city council meetings. The app also includes features such as utility services and outage maps. The city also plans to launch a new version of its website that is more user-friendly on mobile phones later this year. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. has ruled that the alleged leader of the Kansas City area chapter of the Proud Boys should remain in custody until his trial on charges arising from the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Chief U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell ordered Tuesday that 47-year-old William Crestman be taken from Kansas to Washington to be held until his trial. Crestman, of Olathe, is charged with conspiracy and several other counts. Federal authorities allege he led members of the Kansas City area Proud Boys who stormed the Capitol last month. Howell's ruling reversed a decision last week from a federal judge in Kansas that Crestman should be released until trial. Missouri lawmakers are now hearing a bill that would attempt to attract interest from future movie crews, according to reporting by the Columbia Missourian. The bill would create a tax credit for movie makers similar to one that expired in 2013 and has failed to pass since. Proponents of the bill point out that before 2013, blockbuster hits such as Gone Girl and Up in the Air were filmed in Missouri. Since then, projects that could have been filmed in Missouri went to other states, such as Sharp Objects, Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri, and Ozark. 35 states have some kind of incentive for film crews in place, including 5 of Missouri's border states. Proponents also point out the growing number of dollars spent nationally on television and film production. Though, if the bill passed, Missouri would still have one of the lowest film incentive programs. For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Casey Murray.